Good morning, Central Jersey, and welcome to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. Through this weekly radio show, my goal is to provide you with a forum or place that you can rely on getting information to make the complex world of Medicare clear and easy to understand, and more important, to navigate. Regardless if you're ready on Medicare, turning 65 and going on Medicare, or you decided to work beyond 65 and now are considering leaving an employer or union plan and going on Medicare, or have been on disability for 24 months and going on Medicare, or even if you don't fall under any of these categories, but you know a family member, coworker, neighbor, or a friend that is impacted by Medicare, you need to stay tuned. Especially during this time of year, because right now we're in the midst of the annual enrollment period. Yes, and you know that because you're getting bombarded with information on television, by mail, and that phone that never stops ringing. And this becomes more important now also in the age of the coronavirus, because folks, remember, this thing is still here. People are still getting infected and there's still people unvaccinated. As I always say, and so many things in our lives are constantly changing, right? Constantly, actually always, right? And the cliche that I always share with you is that the only constant nowadays is change. Nevertheless, over 10,000 individuals are turning 65 every day, and now more than ever really need to have the right information to make their health coverage decision. And for those that are already on Medicare, these times are filled with anxiety, fear, frustration, right? And being inundated with all this information, right? Well, I'm here for each and every one of you. My name is Mario Vargas, an independent insurance broker specializing in senior insurance solutions. What that means is that I represent the major insurance carriers in the state of New Jersey and surrounding states as well, that offer Medicare supplement plans, Medicare Advantage plans, prescription drug plans, life insurance, final expense policies, and cancer and heart attack or strokes and dental and vision. I also provide insurance for auto and home. And after years of assisting individuals at their homes, conducting a free, no-obligation consultation, right, which I now have resumed, right, even in the midst of this week, now I am doing home visits, taking all precautions, right, where I assist the individual situation, right, and provide information on choosing the plans that fit their needs and making hundreds of presentations, which I actually have resumed. I have been doing presentation over at the Courtyard Marriott in Monroe and also at the Somerset Diner as well. I haven't done it this year, but in the past, at churches and community events, right? And to this day, over and over, I continue to hear how complicated and confusing and at times how frustrating this all can be. Also, evidence, and you know the evidence, right? But many to show me how confusing, they tell me about all the tons of mail they receive starting months before turning 65 and even after turning 65. And let's not forget the repeated nonstop phone calls that are simply annoying. And yes, especially yesterday, I was at Somerset Diner doing a presentation, and people kept sharing the same thing, that they are just getting inundated with those phone calls to the point that people don't pick up the phone. In fact, they asked me, can you give me your number so I can program it into my cell phone so I know when you call me? Because one thing that I do is after the presentations, right, I then do individual consultations at people's houses, because everyone's situation is unique. And in those major presentations, I can only really cover the broader questions, general questions, not individual questions, right? Anyway, that further adds to why I, right, and the basis, right, as I always tell you, that this serves as a basis for why I created my company called Senior Health Navigator.
With the main purpose implied in the name, to help seniors navigate through what can be a maze of information, and now with the coronavirus, anxiety, fear, and confusion. And that's why I continue to stay on the air week after week. Well, I attempt week after week, right? But some of you may have noticed that the last 2 weeks I was on hiatus. This is a sports station, right? So when there are sporting events like the Rutgers football game, I am, along with other people, preempted, right? Which I understand, right? But nonetheless, stay tuned, right? Stay tuned each week. And to this day, I have helped thousands of individuals through a free, no-obligation consultation And at the completion of these sessions, everyone tells me the same thing, that it was extremely helpful and that more people will benefit from the information that I have to share, right? The information I have to share. So I listened to their suggestion and looked for additional ways to get this information to you. That's where Sister Jeannie, and yes, every week that I'm on, I mention Sister Jeannie, right? Because she's one of my current members, and she sparked the idea and is the inspiration behind me doing this radio show on Fox Sports New Jersey, right? 1450 AM. You're listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. You can listen to the podcast of the show on foxsportsnewjersey.com, or you can visit my website at seniorhealthnavigatorsllc.com. You can also contact me with any questions at 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Or you can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. Also, for those of you interested, or if you know, like your dentist, your lawyer, your accountant, or someone that you know that may be interested in being a sponsor of this show, all they need to do is call Frania at 732-618-7676. That's 732-618-7676. Every week now, yes, I am into year three now, I provide you with information that I deem of interest to you. But please remember that this is your show, and I welcome your thoughts, questions, and suggestions. Listen, you can say, Mario, yes, I love what you're doing. This is great. Or Mario, you know what? Nah, not so good. You need to talk about this, or you need to emphasize something else. I welcome that. I welcome that feedback. And all you have to do is call me at 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Or email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. The point here is that you reach me in whichever method works best for you. Once again, hello, Central Jersey and beyond. You're listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. Yes, we are right in the midst of the annual enrollment period. Yes, we are, right? The whole existence, I would like to think, of this show is preparing all of us for this time of the year, right? And a couple of shows ago, I told you that this is like the Super Bowl of Medicare, right? So we are right in the midst of it. It takes place between October 15th and December 7th. And you know that because even if you're not on Medicare, right, if you just turn the TV or you pick up a mail for a relative, you notice that everyone is being inundated with information all over the place, right? You know that. That's because this is the annual enrollment period. Well, today, I'm going to cover the costs associated and services associated with Part B. Part B is the medical component of Original Medicare, right? For those of you that have the Medicare card, you will notice that because it's a Part B hospital coverage, right? So last show, 3 weeks ago, I covered Part A, which was the hospital coverage, right? So today I'm going to do Part B. Also, unfortunately, because it is the annual enrollment period, guess who's also out there? Really aggressive. Scammers. Unfortunately, some of you are being scammed. And so I have a couple of suggestions, right, for those of you that are listening. And also, I am unfortunately going to have to share a story, real-life story from one of my members that this past Thursday, she approached me trying to see how I can help, but she lost $1,300, $1,300 through one of these scams. And the scam is really straightforward, very simple, but effective, and unfortunately, she fell for it. And I will share that story with you today as well. But first, I want to say hello to members Ileana in Passaic, Colleen in Sayreville, Rosa in Bogota, Sonia in Vineland, Lenora in Newark, Madeline in Monroe Township, Deshaun in Newark, Jerome in Lawrenceville, Bonnie in Florence, and JC in Urbanton. Birthdays. Well, today Israel has a birthday up in Passaic. Tomorrow, Phyllis in Monroe has a birthday. On Monday, Rita in Clifton. On Tuesday, Thomas in Monroe Township. On Wednesday, Nicholas in Edison. And then Nancy in Howell. And Mary in East Brunswick. And then on Thursday, Carmen in Egg Harbor. Then Eric in Montville. And on Friday, John in New Brunswick. And hello, John. I know you and I are sitting in a couple of weeks, so we can do our annual review. And then Mark in East Brunswick. So happy birthday to each and every one of you. Also, I said to Mark and Maria over in Somerset, I just sat down with them this past Thursday, and I did say that I will say hello to each of them, right? So Mark, Maria, I hope you did tune in. Hello to you. It was wonderful sitting down with you and evaluating your plan this year, and I'm glad that things are working out for you. As always, feel free to call me. Anyway, so hello, Mark and Maria. So folks, that's what's taking place. And one bit of thing, I know a lot of you are getting inundated with all information because it is the annual enrollment period, especially these commercials, right? And as you remember, I did a show, a couple of shows actually, about a month ago on the what these 1-800 numbers are not telling you. So be aware. Please be aware. Don't fall for any of that stuff because some of it is true, but some of you can get caught and be in the wrong plan. So that's why you have me. So instead of calling that 1-800 number, right, or that Joe Namath, and now Joe Theismann is involved, and Jimmy J.J. Walker and somebody else now is involved. Instead of calling those numbers, you know what? You dial my number, right? Okay? It's still a 1-800 number, right? So the thing is that at least you get me. You know who you get me. Or actually, you'll get my assistant, Heidi. But you can ask for me. With those 1-800 numbers, you have no idea who you're getting. Because definitely Joe Namath is not picking up, nor Joe Theismann, right? Here, you get me. So if you want to dial 1-800 number, dial 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Folks, we're going to take a group break, and then we'll come back. We'll continue with this. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. You can reach me, yes, at a 1-800 number, and that is 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Or you can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. Folks, we're still in the midst of this coronavirus, right? It's just that it's part of our reality now. So it's like we're kind of desensitized to it to an extent, which is not really good. Reality is that worldwide, 242,598,808 individuals have been infected, with 4,931,823 have passed away. That's a reality, right? In the U.S., those numbers go down to, or those numbers are 45,302,004 that have been infected, of which 733,226 have passed away. This is a reality. Now, at the rate that this is occurring, it has drastically slowed down, okay? In New Jersey, that looks like 1,185,863 individuals who have been infected to date, right? Of which 27,805 have passed away. Again, especially in New Jersey, that rate has decreased dramatically, right? Nonetheless, there's still unvaccinated individuals that are out there for whatever the reasons, right? And that's prolonging all these things that are happening and exposing or creating the possibility for this variant to just continue rummaging through groups and society. Now, the statewide rate of transmission in New Jersey has declined to 0.91 from 0.92 from the previous day. And any transmission rate below 1 indicates that each infected person is passing the virus to less than one person, and the outbreak is no longer expanding. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Folks, how has the coronavirus impacted your life? I want to know. Call me or email me at 1-800 number, right? 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-4414. Or you can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. That's mvargasagency@gmail.com. So I indicated that I now am doing home visits, right, to review individuals' plans, to make the assessment of whether they should make a change or not, right? So the way that the coronavirus has impacted how that interaction takes place is very different than pre-pandemic, right? So I do go to individuals' houses. I do keep my mask on. Some individuals have said, hey, we are vaccinated. And if you're vaccinated and you feel comfortable, it's okay. Well, you can take your mask off, right? The thing is, I don't do that. I don't do that because I don't want to put them at risk. It's their house. They make the rules, right? But still, I just politely say, you know what? I'd rather stay. And actually, in all reality, as a representative of some of these carriers, the protocol is that I need to keep it on. So, and that works because here's the thing is, it, again, it's about this aerosol particle that can be linger, right, in the air. So I don't want to be the person that may infect someone in their house. So that's a big change compared to the past, right? The other thing is that I make sure that I have enough social distance, right, between myself and the individuals that I'm visiting in their house. So it's a very different thing. Also, there's individuals, and I respect that, that simply I do things by phone, and that's okay. It's individual's preference to ensure that there is safety, okay? I also have been doing presentation. At the presentations, though, at the hotels, that has been pretty good because there's enough room for social distancing. And one of the things that I ask the hotels is to make sure that they set the setting, it has enough social distancing. And obviously I'm way in the front. In those instances, I do have my mask off so they can understand what I'm saying to them, but I am way in the front with enough distance, right? In case any of the particles as I'm speaking, because that's one of the things that they learn, that especially when people are speaking or let's say choirs and churches, that particle was just going into the air and spreading. So the point here is that this is how it has impacted me. It has impacted the industry in which I am in. So I want to know, how has it impacted you? You know what to do. All you have to do is call me, 1-800-864-4414, or email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. So right before getting to part B and also some of these scam alerts, I want to just give you some quick information on what I call quick Medicare facts, right? And especially this is useful right now, especially as you're evaluating if you're on Medicare or if you're coming into Medicare. And if you are listening and you say, Mario, why am I listening to you when I'm not even on Medicare eligible yet? My thing to you is that you have someone in your family that is. That's how it is. And that's a fact that you, whether it's your family member, whether it's your neighbor or a friend, in that three circles, someone is impacted by Medicare. So you might be able to provide them with useful information. And here's why I'm saying that, right? It's not self-serving, right? Because you might say, well, Mario, it's beneficial for you. But no, here's the thing. One of the things that I keep coming across, especially as I make these presentations at hotels and diners, is that people often keep saying that they did not know. They were not aware about something. They just were not informed. And many times they end up in plans that are not working for them. That's why I keep driving this point. So any bit of information that you may obtain from what I'm saying here, or if you're not sure by calling me and I can clarify for you, that is really helpful. It truly is. For example, I have individuals that did not know that you must enroll in a prescription plan the moment you become eligible to be on Medicare. That's when you turn 65, or you're leaving an employer plan and you have 63 days to do that. If you don't do that, right, thereafter, you are penalized if you do not have credible coverage, right? That's the thing. If you don't have credible coverage, if you have credible coverage, you're good. But the point is that there's plenty of examples that individuals did not know. They did not know, and then they end up penalized. So be the one that shares some of this information, right? All right. So some Medicare facts, right? A Medicare HMO plan is a type of Medicare Advantage, right? A Part C, as it's referred, and it's available in some areas of the country. Well, in New Jersey, it's available in all counties. All right. In most HMOs, you can only go to doctors, specialists, or hospitals on the plans list, except in emergency. So in a case of emergency, you can go anywhere. Actually, with a Medicare Advantage plan, you can go anywhere in the world in the case of emergency. But here how it works, okay? You go, get treated, you pay the bill, you get the medical records, you get the receipt, you bring it back, you send it to your provider, and then they give you back your money minus $90. That's how it works, okay? So that's, and nowadays, most HMOs do not require referrals. In the past, that was a requirement. Nowadays, most do not require referrals. Okay, another one. A Medicare cost plan is a type of Medicare health plan available in some areas, again, depending on your zip code. Okay, in a Medicare cost plan, if you get a service outside of the plan's network without a referral, your Medicare cover service will be paid for under original Medicare, right? And your cost plan pays for emergency services or urgently needed services. So that's just a variation on a Medicare cost plan. There's some locations that takes place. Okay. The last piece for this show, piece of information on Medicare is a living will, right? A living will is a written legal document, also called a medical directive or an advance directive, right? It shows what type of treatments you want or don't want in the case you can't speak for yourself, like whether you want your life support. And usually this document only comes into effect if you're unconscious. But interesting enough, right, I've always been saying that it really, most people tend to do this when they go, actually, let me go back. When most hospitals, when you go for a procedure, often they ask for you to have one, regardless of your age. They ask you to have one in place, okay? I don't know if they changed that or not, but I know that that was a requirement. I often advocate. I don't have mine yet, but I'm in the process of completing one because I just actually did my will and testament. I had to do that. Actually, I just got it this morning. My lawyer did a draft. I got to review it. So, and that's different. That's a will. That's a living will. It's different than a will and testament. Okay, this is medical. Will and testament is about your personal assets. My point here is that if you haven't done one, please do one. Okay, that's where I'm heading. Do what? It's very important because here's the thing. If you don't have it in writing, if you get into a hospital and you're unconscious and, yeah, automatically you get put on a ventilator because they have to try and preserve life. And if that's not what you want, it becomes very difficult. So you want to have something in writing. So please do so. That's my announcement on that. Even though I actually am going to get mine signed. So this has nothing to do with age, by the way. That's the other thing, because some people say, well, I'm really young. Well, the thing is that you don't know when you're going to die, right? So this thing, or that you're going to be unconscious in a ventilator in a hospital, okay? So this thing really helps to have that in place. Folks, that's a bit of information that I did not have to share with you today, but for some reason, it just came. So folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back. I am going to jump right into, actually, you know what? I was going to do part B, but let's get into the scam alerts, right? Let's get into the scam alerts, and then we jump into the part B, costs and services, especially the cost for next year, because as many of you may be aware or not, you are getting an increase of 5.9% on your Social Security. That's a good thing. Yay. Okay. Also, some of the Part B is going up. Okay, so that's what I'm going to talk to you about. But before that, I am going to talk to you about the scam alert. So stay tuned. Do not go away. Welcome back. You are listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. You can reach me. Yes, it's a 1-800 number. So if you want to dial a 1-800 number, it's 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Or you can always email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. Folks, it is the Medicare open enrollment period, which happens between October 15 and December 7. That is when you on Medicare can make a change to your standalone prescription drug plan, or if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you can make a change. For those that have Medicare supplement, this is not for you. You can do that whenever you feel like it. That's a different process. And you can always call me to find out about that. So obviously, because right now this is like the Super Bowl of Medicare enrollment, there's a lot of characters that are attracted to this, okay? So during the Medicare open enrollment period, which I already said that, right? The thing, and this is when you can compare a lot of plans, right? I want you to know your rights during this time. So that's how I'm going to take this, right? And then I'll talk about the scams. So you need to know what your rights are during this time, because some individuals may be reaching out to you and not be compliant in what they're doing, right? So, for example, this is one of your rights, right? If you request an appointment with an agent, like someone like myself, right, to visit or call to talk about your Medicare coverage option, remember, you have certain rights and the agent must follow the law. All righty, I do that. So agents must give you information only about the items listed in this document called the scope of appointment form that you fill out when you ask for the appointment. They can't talk about other Medicare or insurance products that you didn't ask to talk about. For example, right? So when I do my home visits, right, I go there to speak about the Medicare Advantage plan, the prescription drug plan, or Medicare supplement plans. And also, some people indicate dental and vision as well, right? So that's what I do, right? What I cannot do is show up and then once I'm done talking about these plans, then say, hey, by the way, do you need auto insurance? Do you need home insurance? Do you need life insurance? Do you need a 401k? I cannot do that unless they put it in the form, right? Which more often than not, people don't. They just want to talk about Medicare. So that's one, okay? So please be aware of that. So if you are in this process and someone's visiting you and they start talking to you about something completely different than what you had there, stop them. They can't be doing that, okay? That's the law, okay? All right. The other thing is that agents can set their own time limits for you to sign up for a plan, right? Everyone has until December 7th to enroll. And there are any extra benefits for signing up early. And what is that? What am I talking about? Well, see, I heard this, right? Okay. That some agents have told individuals that they have to sign up by, let's say, by the end of the week, right? And really, that's made up. That is made up. It could be that they're in a rush to sign you up and they just want to move on and all that stuff. And you're taking too long and all that. So they're trying to use a pressure tactic for you to make a decision. You have until December 7th, literally until that last day you have that. If this is the first time that you're going to Medicare Advantage, right? Also, in the event that you change your mind, you can also do it between January 1st and March 31st, which is called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment. But remember that, right? That agents can set their own time limit. Also, they can't threaten to take away your benefits if you don't sign up for a plan or offer you gifts if you agree to sign up. So, yeah, so I cannot go into someone's house and walk in with bearing gifts and say, hey, please sign up and you get this, right? And obviously, that's really obvious. But others may do it really, more passive, right? That they might give you something. They didn't say, but the expectation is that you sign. Right? Nope, none of that can happen, right? Also, I, as an agent, cannot suggest that Medicare endorses or prefers their plan. Yeah, I cannot go and say, you know what, Medicare believes in this company over this company. Can't do that. Also, I can't even tell you what plan to pick. I would share with you on the air what I share with my attendees at the presentations. My job, right, is to guide you, right, to guide you to the plan that best fits your need. That's really it. And some of you say, well, but that sounds so like ambiguous. What does that mean? No, it's really, if you listen, my job is to guide you to the plan that best fits your need. Each individual has specific needs and wants. And these plans, that's why there's so many, these plans are designed to fit your particular need. Not every plan fits everybody. That's really what it is. So my job is to guide you. The way I guide you is through those one-on-one consultations. I ask you questions, you let me know, and then I then know what the plans are and say, this plan, I give you the information on the plan. So I don't even tell you you should check that plan because I cannot do that. Now, after you pick the plan that's right for you, be sure to get all the details in writing before you sign up. And really, usually what I do is there's an enrollment kit that I just provide the individuals and I walk them through all the benefits, right? And that's how that is done. Anytime something that is really off, report it. Just call Medicare, report it. There are no limits on how companies and agents selling Medicare plans can contact you and what they can say. There are limits, by the way. I'm sorry. It sounded like there are no limits. But there are limits, okay? And that's what I was getting at before. You should never get a phone call from a company you don't have a relationship with. And you might say, Mario, but every day, like, the phone is nonstop. People are calling nonstop. See, some of them are getting around a loophole. And that loophole is that they're saying that they're calling about Medicare supplements, right? Because for Medicare supplement, pretty much they can call, right? But for Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans, yeah. The rule says, marketing rule says, guidelines say that you cannot, no one can call you unless you gave them permission. For example, when I do the presentations, right, individuals, in order for me to follow up with them, they must leave a permission to contact form signed, which then allows me to call them, right? Just because they showed up to my seminar and they left, I unless when they register with a carrier, with the company, and there's a question says, can we follow up with you after the seminar? If they say yes, then I'm allowed to do that. But if they did not, and they did not give me that form, permission to contact, I cannot contact them. So the same applies to all these people, to all these companies that are making phone calls. So a lot of people are, in my opinion, breaking the rule. So on your end, if you're getting those calls like that, unsolicited, don't pick up, which many of you already are doing. Many of you are not picking up the phone, right? That's why at the presentations, people ask for my number so they can record it. So when I call, because we already have a relationship and they have given me permission. A company must not represent itself as Medicare, Social Security, or Medicaid. And that's important. It is important because if someone calls saying that they're from Medicare, Social Security, or Medicaid, they're lying. They are lying because those entities, if they want to talk to you, you know what they're going to do? They're going to write to you. They don't have people just hanging around making phone calls. So please. And also, that leads to scams. That's the other thing associated with that. You shouldn't get information like leaflets, flyers, door hangers, right, on your car or at home from a company you don't have an appointment with. All right. Now, can you get mail? Unfortunately, yes. And you get tons of them. But things on your door, right, like leaflets, flyers, door hangers, and all that, and things on your car, that's illegal. They can't be doing that. All right. An agent can't come back to your home without an invitation. So someone can just show up and say, oh, I happen to be in the neighborhood because we're like giving Medicare information to people in the neighborhood. Yeah. If you did not invite them and didn't give them permission, yeah, they can't do that. Cannot do that. Also, they can't mislead you about coverage for prescriptions or services. Always review the explanation of benefits, which is one thing that I do, to be sure your coverage matches what was promised, right? Because, and this, folks, happens a lot, somebody will get you on a plan and say, yeah, they cover the prescription, yeah, blah, blah. But they never sat down with you and say, listen, this is what tier it is, and here's the estimated cost throughout the year, right? That's one of the things that I do in the one-on-one consultation. I get the prescriptions, I get the doctors, I review the information with the individual so that you know, all right? Also, they can't promise that you can keep your Medigap plan, right, the supplement plan, when you sign up for Medicare Advantage plan, because that's a no-no. That's a big no-no. If you have a Medicare supplement plan, you cannot have a Medicare Advantage plan. And if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you cannot have a Medicare supplement plan. The two cannot coexist at all, right? The truth is, you can't have both, as I said, Medigap plan and a Medicare Advantage plan. That does not happen, right? Now, if you notice one of these marketing violations, you are to call your, actually, you could call Medicare. Also, protect, and if you don't, then you can call me so I can give you the information where to go. That's the other way, okay? You got to protect your information, right? Scammers might call and pretend, okay? And this is where I'm going to talk about the unfortunate incident that occurred to one of my members, right? So scammers might call and pretend to be Medicare representatives or agents in an attempt to steal your Medicare number or other personal information. They can use a fake caller ID name to impersonate Medicare, okay, or another organization you know. That's how they do it. So don't trust the same display on your phone caller ID, unfortunately, right? Although nowadays some of the carriers are getting really, or some of the technology software on your phones are becoming very adapt to identifying like scammer-like or scam-like. Now, if anyone calls and asks for you, your Medicare, Social Security, or bank or credit card information, hang up immediately. And you might say, Mario, I will not do that. But here's the thing. Right now, actually, I was just sitting with someone this past Thursday that I was enrolling her mother in a plan. And she told me that happened, that they called immediately asking, hey, what's your Medicare claim number, right? So not even saying hello or anything like that. But here's the thing. As silly and simple as that sounds, people do automatically. They give it to them. And here's the thing. Once they have it, they hang up. And now they got your information. Okay? And that's how they do it. Folks, I'm just getting started with this stuff. And we haven't even talked about Part B yet. But we got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue this. Stay tuned. Don't go. Welcome back. You're listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. You can reach me, yes, at that 1-800 number, right? You should know by now, but it's 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Or you can always email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. That's mvargasagency@gmail.com. Folks, yeah. So these scammers are out there. And right before the break, I was talking about that one, and I thought about it. And let me repeat it again, right? Because again, they change. They change each and every time. And this one is straightforward. They just call and ask for your claim number or Social Security number or Medicaid number, whatever. And some people have given it. Some people have given it to them. And once they have it, forget it. So here's what happened to one of my members. And I feel for her. And unfortunately, she already went to the police. And basically, they said to her, there's nothing they can do because there's no way. So she gets a phone call, and they were threatening that if she didn't buy these gift cards, right, gift cards, and then send it to them, that she's going to go to jail and that they were going to come after her. I mean, it sounds ludicrous, but here's the thing. It was effective. She made it to the point where she went and got three separate gift cards at a pharmacy, right? And the total was $1,300, right? At some point, it hit her like, whoa, right? Something's wrong here, right? But here's the thing. And she actually showed me the gift cards. I never seen those gift cards, actually. It looks like it's a MasterCard on the lower right, but it's a pinkish gift card. So what I was trying to understand was, how is it that they're getting the money? But it dawned on me. So when she thought that was an issue, she called the number on the back of the gift card that she got at a pharmacy. So it's not like this is like foreign, right? And then they said, send the copy of the front and the back of the car, right? Because she wanted her money back, right? And then because when she went to the pharmacy and they say, hey, you bought it. We can't refund you your money. You got to call the company. So she calls the number in the back of the car. She calls the company. They say, hey, send the front and the back copies of it, right? But guess what? Now she can't even get a hold of the people that she called on that card. So I don't know if it's that they're taking too long and then there's no money in the card anymore. So the only thing I can think of is like, this is really elaborate, super elaborate. And maybe that when she sent the copy of the numbers in the front and the back of the car, they withdraw the money. They withdraw the money. But to get her, they actually use a legitimate car because she legitimately went to a pharmacy, bought these gift cards, right? And the money was loaded in the car, but now there is no even money in the car. So I felt bad for her. I really did. She went to the police, but the police say there's nothing they can do. So I'm trying to do research and maybe ARP can have a unit, fraud unit or something like that, that may do further investigation. But I mean, I don't think she's going to get that money back because if that money, once it's on the Ethernet or they got a hold of it, that's going to be moving who knows where in the world. But I felt so bad. And I even felt worse because she goes, I'm coming to you so that you can help me, please, because I cannot tell my kids this. Because if I tell my children, they will kill me. Obviously, they're not going to kill her, but, you know, they're going to be like, how could you do this, Mom? How can you fall for something like this? Because, yeah, $1,300, folks. This is real. So, yes, you may say, Mario, yeah, you're looking that stuff up and that doesn't happen. No, folks, this really happens. And actually, some of you may have experienced this yourself, right? So if you have, let me know. 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Let me know because if we can, right, by sharing this, if we can prevent anyone else from going through this, listen, we've done our job. All right, folks, on to Medicare Part B. That's the hospital coverage. And obviously, I'm not going to be able to get through all this stuff, right? Because we just had a rich, I just had so much information. See, this is what happens when I stay off the air for like 2 weeks, right? Like all this stuff is just bottled up and I just need to get it out to you, right? But it's all good. It's all good. So I'm going to start it today. And obviously, I'm going to finish it next time. Okay. Hopefully next week. Okay. Unless I'm preempted, then it'll be the following week. I don't know. You know what? I should check the sports schedule. And that way I know better. Right. But remember, this is a sports network. It's sports station. So that is fine. All right. Listen, Part B, right? So Medical Part B is the medical insurance and is the other half of the original Medicare, right? I already talked about Part A, which is the hospital. Part B covers care you receive in a clinic or hospital as an outpatient, including most doctor services you receive as an inpatient, doctor visits, most routine and emergency medical services, and some preventative services. The list below shows examples of some of the items that I'm going to share about what Part B covers, right? So Medicare Part B covers doctor's visit, as I mentioned, right? Most routine and emergency medical services. It also covers preventive care like flu shots. Also, when you're admitted in a hospital, right? So the hospital, Part A, is covering like the nurses, your bed, all that stuff. But the doctor, the medical portion is covered by Part B. Okay, let's be clear on that because some people get that misunderstanding because they feel hospital A, I'm in the hospital, everything is covered that. Well, the medical, even in the hospital, is covered by Part B. Okay, very important. All right. So annual wellness visits and preventive services like flu shots and mammograms, Part B. Clinical lab services like blood and urine tests, Part B. X-rays, MRI, CT scans, EKGs, and some other diagnostic tests, that's under Part B. Some health programs like smoking cessation, obesity, counseling and cardiac rehab, Part B, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech-language pathology services, Part B coverage, diabetes screenings, diabetes education, and certain diabetes supplies, also Part B, mental health care, durable medical equipment for use at home, like wheelchairs and walkers, ambulatory surgery center services, ambulance and emergency room services, skilled nursing care and health aid service for the homebound on a part-time or intermittent basis, that's all Part B. All right, so that's what it covers. Now, here's what Part B does not cover. All right, and this is important. Here's what it does not cover. Intuitively, right, or logically, we think they're covered, but they're not. Eye exams, eyeglasses or contact lenses, not covered. Hearing tests or hearing aids, not covered. Dental exams, cleaning, x-rays, or routine dental care, not covered. Acupuncture, not covered. Most prescription drugs, it is not covered by Part B. They only cover Part B drugs that are professionally administered, like intravenously administered medications at a doctor, at a professional facility. Yes, but most prescription drugs, not covered. Long-term care, also called custodial care, not covered. And this one is a big one, right? The long-term care, because most people make the assumption that Medicare covers long-term care because it is very costly. But Medicare does not cover long-term care. Cosmetic surgery, Medicare Part B does not cover that. Routine foot care, not covered. All right. Here are some of the limits, okay? Preventive services and screenings are covered on set schedules, like a yearly flu shot. So it's not, you can just go all the time, but a yearly flu shot. Other services and supplies must be medically necessary to diagnose or treat a disease or condition in order for them to be covered. What does it cost? What does it cost? Okay. So Medicare Part B shares some costs with you when you see the doctor or use other medical services. Like Part B has a monthly premium that is either deducted from your Social Security or benefit checks, or that you pay directly to Medicare. The amount you pay can vary depending on your tax reported income from 2 years prior. It always goes back 2 years. And there is a scale, okay? So, for example, right, the per month premium for Part B for this year is $148.50. If your income is $88,000 or less as an individual, or $176,000 or less for a household. That's what it is. For next year, the base, the standard rate is going up to $158.50. So it's going up $10, right? That's what I'm saying. You're getting an increase of 5.9% increase, right? But on the Part B, it's going to, $10 of that is going to Part B, right? Also, Part B has a deductible. The deductible for Part B is $203 this year, right? For next year, it is going to go up to $217. So that's an increase of what, $14, something like that? So yeah, so again, so you're out already $10 plus $14, $24 of that 5.9%. So I'm just letting you know. All right. So that way you're not surprised when you're like, well, Mario, yeah, I got this. And by the way, I'm sharing this because actually the 5.9% increase is the highest percentage increase, the COLA, cost of living, living adjustment that has been done in decades, actually. This is the highest that it's been done. So it's a good thing, by the way. But just know that on other side of where it might go, there's coinsurance, actually. Most medical services have a 20% medical approved amount that you are responsible for. Durable medical equipment also has a 20% coinsurance. And also outpatient mental health has a 20% coinsurance. Folks, there's tons more, but for that, I ask that you tune in next week, right? In the meantime, I am at various locations. Like, I am actually doing presentations on the 2nd of November at the Courtyard Marriott in Cranberry, New Jersey. I'm also on the 4th, November 4th. I have two presentations, so if you want to come and say hello or listen to a presentation, I'm at the Somerset Diner on November 4th. At 10 a.m. and at 6 p.m. All righty. I'm also back at the Somerset Diner on the 18th of November at 6 p.m. On a weekly basis, you can come by the CVS at 306 Apple Garth Road. I'm there on Tuesdays from 9 to 12. And then across the street at 314 Apple Garth Road, I'm at the Walgreens from 10 to 1. You can always catch me at either location. In the meantime, stay safe and stay tuned next week for Navigating Medicare with me, Mario Vargas.